Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 8.
Guard to do every command which I command you today, that you might live, and shall increase, and go in, and shall possess the land of which Yahweh swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that Yahweh, your Elohim, led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you guard his commands or not. And he humbled you, and let you suffer hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, to make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by all that comes from the mouth of Yahweh. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you shall know in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so Yahweh, your Elohim, disciplines you. Therefore, you shall guard the commands of Yahweh, your Elohim, to walk in his ways and to revere him. For Yahweh, your Elohim, is bringing you into a good land, a land of streams of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you eat bread without scarcity, in which you do not lack at all, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you dig copper. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and shall barach Yahweh, your Elohim, for the good land which he has given you. Be on guard, lest you forget Yahweh, your Elohim, by not guarding his commands, and his right rulings, and his laws, which I command you today. Lest you eat, and shall be satisfied, and build lovely houses, and shall dwell in them, and your herds and your flocks increase, and your silver and your gold are increased, and all that you have is increased, that your heart then becomes lifted up, and you forget Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and awesome wilderness, fiery serpents and scorpions and thirst, where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, in order to humble you and to try you, to do you good in the end. You then shall say in your heart,
my power and the strength of my hand have made for me this wealth.
But you shall remember Yahweh, your Elohim, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, in order to establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is today. And it shall be, if you by any means forget Yahweh, your Elohim, and follow other mighty ones, and serve them, and bow yourself to them, I have warned you this day that you shall certainly perish, like the nations which Yahweh is destroying before you. So you are to perish, because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim.